Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, I have to tell you, I'm so excited to be in our Whispers listening lounge today. I have to tell you, this week, woo, guys, it has been packed. You don't even know what your girl has been up to this week. I have some things to share with you towards the end of the show, some broadcasting reminders and everything. So you're going to want to stick around to the end. I tell you, I have to tell you also, I am so appreciative to all of those that came through a roundtable of intention on Tuesday. That discussion was so powerful. I appreciate you all so much. And Whispers, you show up and show out, not just on this show, but even in the clubhouse. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you all so much. Wait, did you all get the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Okay, my goodness. I love this cocktail mocktail from, of course, Ocean Spray. If you aren't getting our great cocktails and our mocktails of the episode, I'm sorry, you are missing it. And Dustin is knocking it out the box. He is just bringing all the flavors and all the greatness. Ocean Spray, look, we thank you because you are the best with all the different flavors, your effervescent drinks, everything. Guys, if you're not using Ocean Spray, trust me. Follow the cocktail mocktail recipes and go pick up the bottle of Ocean Spray that we're using in it. You'll thank me later. I'm trying to tell you. And listen, you can get your copy of our fabulous newsletter by clicking the live link that's right in the description box. Make sure that you subscribe because, I mean, there are dynamic things going on in there. And Whispers, don't be selfish. Share the link. Give it to your friends. Give it to your family so they can become part of our community as well. We want to network with you all. Oh, my goodness. You know, I want you all to join the discussion, so please call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whispers, you know, Blog Talk Radio has our back because they place in each and every one of our episodes a live chat box. So you can drop your questions, your comments. If you want me to reiterate something or you're not very clear on what the point is, listen, I monitor a great chat box. So you can put your comments in there and I got you covered. And I also would like to give a warm welcome in our private Zoom room to the Pod Hogs from Honolulu, Hawaii. I have to tell you, their lays are gorgeous, and they're all so sun-kissed. So jealous of you all. I'm on the East Coast. It's cold. It was raining. I mean, we had the weather. And if you could see them, they are gorgeous. I'm a little jealous, but thank you for coming and showing up and showing me so much love. Mahalo. Don't forget, call in at 516-595-8091. Are you ready to get into this week's discussion? Oh, I know I am. It's on refine your inner circle to raise vibration. So, you know, I like to start all of our discussions off with a clear definition or meaning. So this isn't going to be any different. So what we're going to get the understanding of is refine. So you've heard me use that word before on many of our other shows, but we're really going to get the understanding of what it means to refine. So refine means to remove unwanted elements, improve by making small changes. So once again, refine means to remove unwanted elements and improve by making small changes. In itself, that definition and that meaning has such power. Because if you really look at what it stated, it's like, okay, guys, I'll talk to you next week. No, really. You know, Whisperers, many of you may be familiar with the statement, your network is your net worth. Let me give it again. Your network is your net worth. So what if you don't have a network that will elevate your net worth? What if you don't have that? How do we go about attracting ones to us that will elevate our vibration? Or how do we go about detracting ones that will actually make our vibration lower? So that's the other thing. See, this discussion is going to tap into both factors of how to attract as well as how to elevate your network so your net worth will be vibrating at a higher decimal and it will be seven figures and above. So many of you all who are very familiar with me and who have heard many of my discussions, different lectures. If you're in Clubhouse with me, you hear me speak about this all the time. And I ask you all the time, is your net worth seven figures and above? And that's a question that is rhetorical for you right now that you need to sit with and to really examine for a second. See, you know that you have greatness in you. And just seems like you are always pouring into your tribe, but you yourself feel depleted, exhausted, and at times empty or alone. How many feel that way? How many times have you said, oh my goodness, I feel like I give and I give, but I don't get in return. And I don't feel like there's someone that kind of replenishes me. Or I don't even know if that's such a thing any longer. So today I want to look a little deeper into who you associate with and the impact they have on your success and happiness. I have a fabulous society that I run for women. And in the society, I tell them if they want to be a high seven-figure business owner, they have to think about how they act, what they feed their minds with, and who they align themselves with. And many of them know that I give this to them all the time, and I give them inspirational words to try to keep them elevated and keeping their mindsets focused because they're dynamic and they're doing great things. And, you know, it's a private organization that I'm setting up, and it's a group of women that are striving to be better, show better, and do better, and to elevate themselves. But so many times, many of them said that they found it so hard because they were just alone in their journey as entrepreneurs. They said, you know, being an entrepreneur and being just trying to be successful is lonely. Well, no, it really isn't. It's a matter of who we align ourselves with or how we go about really bringing that forward. And I asked them, do they sit around and procrastinate? And you know, just last week we spoke on how to overcome procrastination. Remember our discussion last week? And you got your master keys, and I told you that was one of the top keys that you were going to get. So if you missed that discussion, I need you to go back and listen to it so all of this will make sense for you because, as I say, when we go along in our discussions, I always try to connect the dots for you. I say we make perfect circles. We have ruffles because no circle is perfect, but we have that element that is going round and makes the perfect connections to each other so we have that right foundation. And much of how successful individuals act is learned behavior. How many of you knew that? How many of you really understand that much of how successful individuals act and how they walk and what they do is really of learned behavior? Because there's not many people that have had the privilege of coming from a millionaire background. Some have, don't get me wrong, because now there are some that definitely have, and so their charted course is a lot different and looks a lot different from those that have had to learn. See, their walk, their talk, and their stride is much, much different from those that have learned, those that have had to pick up, and those that have had to refine and do better to be able to elevate themselves in a certain way. So what I was saying with regards to that learned behavior is built on and a foundation of good habits, good time management, and great connections. Notice what those elements are that they build on. They build on good habits, good time management, and great connections. Because see, that's what this is about, is our net work. So when we're networking with people and we're going about things and we're moving in a way, it's what we do to really be able to bring forward. You know, it's so ironic. Today I was in a clubhouse and it was early. It's early in the morning. This particular club, they start off at 5 a.m. and they got rooms like almost all day, every day. But this particular conversation that they were having, which is so ironic, because like I said, when I come in here, a lot of times things come into my mind that really kind of is relevant for our discussion. And it's so imperative that sometimes it's just like, wow, because it makes the connection even deeper. So today in that discussion, they were speaking about networking and the importance of it and what you're to do. And they were stating in that discussion, like, how people so many times will always go to that motto of selling. You know, instead of they'll reach out and they're like, oh, hello, let's say it's me. Hi, my name is Sonia, blah, blah, blah. I have this and that and this package and blah, blah, blah. It's all about selling. But do you really make honest connections with people? Meaning this, that you send an invitation to connect, and in that invitation you said, this is not a sales call. This is just me wanting to get to know about you and just that we can just have a nice conversation. Here is a link to my calendar. Let's connect. They get on your calendar and you all get to go on that call. And you're talking and you're laughing. You're learning certain things. They tell you, oh, I have 3 kids and I got one that's about to graduate, blah, blah, blah. And then they may say something about, oh, well, what about what are you doing in your business and this, that, and the other and blah, blah, blah. At that time, you have an option. You have an option to elevate your vibration and say, you know what, this call is strictly about getting to know you. And if you want to discuss business or learn more about my business, you have my calendar link. Get on there again and we'll talk business. But right now, this is all about us just connecting. That's it. Because see, now you're really making real connections. Now you're vibrating at a higher decimal and they see the quality of a person that you are. Isn't that powerful? And that was the discussion that was had this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. This is why I'm so juiced and pumped up when I come in, because I have dynamic discussions. And my associates are vibrating at a higher decimal. And notice I said associates, because this is the thing. Your inner circle are friends. They should be friends. They should be people that you know, that you can call in a pinch, or if you just need someone just to be there, to be there. That's what the inner circle is. But see, my outer circle was vibrating at a very high decimal itself. And these are 7, figure people, the mindset, the conversation, the way that they're speaking, pouring into others, not so much of looking of what they can get out of you, but what they're giving into you. And that's how we start to really raise our vibration. So when we're doing that refining work, that's what we have to see, if that is what our inner circle is doing for us. See, successful individuals understand for them to continue to grow and keep elevating their vibration, they have to be willing to uplift, but also have others do the same. So they understand that. And so they are always looking for those that are encouraging. If you notice that maybe their inner circle have philanthropy, they're doing great things in philanthropy. They're maybe going and planting trees, feeding the hungry, nurturing the community. But see, that's what they're doing to elevate their vibration. What is your inner circle doing in that manner? Are they bringing forth dynamic things that are elevating? Are they speaking encouragingly? Are they saying negativity? Or when you call them, that's all you get is the negative. And then somewhere along the way, they'll be like, but, you know, it is what it is. Whoa, wow, okay. We don't want that. We want that positive, that high vibration, that decimal that you can't hear, that you cannot hear, but you can feel it. But you can definitely feel it. See, they have a strong conviction, and their core values are the root of what drives them and motivates them to stay the course. So see, our core values are what are going to help us to connect with that seven-figure network that we want in our inner circle, that we want to see ourselves along with. Because see, when you understand your core values, you're not so quick and you're not so easy to sit them down. You stand on those values. And you hear me even speak of them, and you see how I walk within my integrity of who Sonia Lorae is, even when I come into this studio to deliver these dynamic discussions to you. I show up as my authentic self each and every time. So when I start to vibrate, you feel it. You feel the energy that comes across airwaves. You feel the energy as I'm sitting in this chair and I'm just hyped up and I'm empowered and I'm like, even the ladies in the chat box are like, yes, you are the bomb. Even before you got on the air, they need to know you're like this even off air. See? Because that's my vibration. That's my connection. You know, I want to tell you all a great quote that I heard from Tony Robbins. And I sometimes, like I told you, I love quotes. I like acronyms. I'm a person like that. I love stuff like this because a lot of times you'll hear a dynamic quote that is so powerful and so fitting, it just kind of sticks with you. And, you know, a lot of times you all know that I even quote a lot from Maya Angelou because Maya Angelou was so dynamic in what she said. She was so dynamic in her words, her presence, everything she brought forward. And what she said, and even from the moment that she spoke on So I Rise, it was just that moment of letting you know she rises. She is that woman. She is going to be that. Look at that. You feel that energy. That's that vibration. And see, I don't have a close association with her, but because of her body of work, I'm in association with it. And so it is elevating my mindset in a different way. Powerful. So back to the quote that I heard from Tony Robbins. He stated that the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your relationship, is that you must raise your standards. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your relationships, is that you must raise your standards. See, many times when I have this discussion and I hear one say, well, you can't just drop people off and act like you are better than they are. Well, see, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. So anyone who is listening right now, do not misconstrue my words. Do not think that is what I'm saying, because by far, that's not what I'm saying. See, this particular statement here is that I hear ones that say this all the time, and this is a mindset we want to avoid, because sometimes as we grow, the people that we need at the time, and we will always have respect for them, unfortunately, they're not the ones that are going to continue the journey that we're on. And that's the difference. And so sometimes we have to be willing to hear and to see that with people. I'm being told by the studio that we have a call in queue. So one moment. Good afternoon. You're on Whispers in a Bottle. This is Sonia.
Hey, Sonia, how are you?
Great. How are you? Tell me your name.
My name is Ashton Smith. I'm calling from the Dallas-Fort Worth area Central Time Zone.
Hi. What's your question or your comment?
I just jumped on. My question is, I like what you got, and I guess my thought is this about, I guess, my situation and to what's going on with my life. I have, you know, a book, you know, and my book talks about, you know, my life and things like that. And I'm, you know, grateful for that. If your listeners want to purchase my book, they can, called Swimming Upstream, To Realize the Dream is the name of my book. And you folks are more than welcome to get that. I am glad to be on a show like yours. The folks who brought me on this show, give a shout out to them. Pastor Don Jr., CEO, he brought me to the program. The name of his team is the Elite 300 Winning Team, members, plural. I'm grateful for him giving me these radio opportunities. I was an athlete myself. Do I have a question? Sure. What's your show generally about? Because I'm catching the tail end of it. Because I like that title that you came on the air with. And I'd like to know more about your program and kind of what it's about. So I think that's a fair question.
Okay. Well, if you stick around, trust me, you're going to get the full experience of Whispers in a Bottle. I appreciate you calling in and thank you so much. And look, it's good to hear you, and tell everyone the title of your book again.
Yes, ma'am. The title of my book is called Swimming Upstream to Realize the Dream. That book is sold at Walmart and Amazon, and folks can also donate to me at Cash App Golden Ashton, and they're able to cash out me, or they can purchase the book. So I'm absolutely grateful to continue to be on shows like this where it allows me to appropriately tell my story or talk about my book. You promote
thank
me.
Thank you.
I would say open. Amen.
Thank
God bless
you.
Y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much. That was so nice. It was a great call in. And good afternoon. Thank you. You're on with Whispers in a Bottle. My name is Sonia. Do you have a question or a comment? So with that being said, you know what? This is what I'm talking about. We have dynamic listeners like this. Look how that person just called in, gave such a great publication that they've written, and that elevation, because this is what we're doing in here. We want to vibrate at a higher decimal. And sometimes it requires, as I stated before we went into the calls, that it doesn't mean that we're going to cut people off or just discontinue our friendships with them. It just means that we're going to move and we're going to be doing something different. And that's what we're doing. We're elevating our vibration. So it's funny, a few weeks ago, I was part of a discussion, and they had the author, Michael Lozier, as a guest. And he's the author of Law of Attraction, which if any of you know, Confucius referred to this back in the 16th century. But he didn't have a great publisher like Michael Lozier. So let me just tell you, the point is this. What Michael had talked about was the law of attraction and that we bring in or attract whatever we focus on. And that means that if you want your inner circle to vibrate at a higher decimal, you must attract those that are vibrating at a higher pitch. And you have to know what you want them to bring into your circle, and they are to how they're going to impact your circle. This way you can attract that person that will be like the iron that will sharpen the iron. So literally, when we're putting forth this dynamics and what we're bringing forward and how we're moving in that authentic manner, you ever notice that we seem to gather people that are exactly the same? Their vibration, their energy, their way is the same way. I have a great circle of friends, and I have to tell you, they are all dynamic in their own way and in their own right. There's motivational speakers. There's one that works in aviation, nursing, in as a loveologist, everything, doing dynamic things on a daily basis. But each one is dynamic in their own right. And they're bringing forth such beauty, but they're enriching me, just like what you're doing to your inner circle. So that's what you want your inner circle to be, that it sharpens you. So when you go to slice through something, it just goes with ease, and there's no hiccup, and there's no sawing at it, but it goes through. And it helps your brain to even be nurtured because it's being fed on different elements, conversations, ways of thinking, and things that are of a better quality and way of moving and evaluating things. That's what I love. And I think that is what most of us want to see. See, what sort of energy are you placing out there, and who is it attracting? So if we're placing out there kind of like mediocre kind of vibration, we're going to get mediocrity. But if you're placing out there dynamics, you're going to get dynamics. And if you have started to understand your purpose, if you have started to develop that self-love, self-reflection, self-care, it is going to elevate and vibrate so that when everyone and anyone comes into contact or just in your presence, they're going to feel it. They're going to have something positive to say about you. They're going to be just like, oh my goodness, you know what? So-and-so is like dynamic. They're just powerful. See, are you being an imposter of happiness? Are you being an imposter of positivity? Are you being an imposter of the elevation of your vibration? Because see, sometimes we have to do that deep dive into self when we look at our inner circle and it is not vibrating at that right decimal, that maybe we need the refinement of ourselves that will also elevate. Because sometimes when you don't know to do better, you can't do better. But when you start to know to do better, you do better. And it many times has influence. And in many times it has a dynamic way of pulling along others that want to do and be better, that they step up on that step and they use it as their stepping stone to greatness. Isn't that powerful? That's dynamics in itself. That's that vibrating that I want you all to understand. See, are you someone who seems that you get it, but you don't implement it? That's where you have to sit and do the deeper dive into why. You know, I want to share something with you from one of the ladies that's in my VIP group. She had shared with me that prior to her joining the networking society that I run, she had stated that she didn't have a strong circle, and those that were in her circle always felt as if she was doing too much, being too much, and they discouraged her from really going and trying to do things. And she said, I guess that's why I'm really starting my business now, is because I didn't have those around me that really believed that I could do it or even felt that I would be successful at it. And she said, and they would even challenge her dreams, and they would even discourage her from being such a dreamer. They felt that she was trying to do something that she wasn't and was setting herself up for a huge disappointment. This is when you know it's time to do the audit of your friends. Because see, this young lady, she has also just blossomed. And she's only been doing her business for a little over maybe 5 months. And if you could see the dynamics that she's doing and what she's bringing forth, she said to me she just doesn't understand why she couldn't have done this a number of years ago. And I said to her, well, that wasn't your season, maybe. And I said, and at the time, you didn't realize that you needed to have those in your inner circle that are vibrating higher than you are to help you to step up and step out and to start running towards that cliff and take that leap of faith and to believe in self. But she did have the ones that had her doubt self. See, there is a great quote that goes, you're the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. The fact is, who you spend the most time with is who you eventually become or who you start to vibrate like. And our success or our ability to reach new heights of success means we must surround ourselves with people who not only inspire us, but they also challenge us. That's what it's about. Do you have people that challenge you? Do you have mentors that are always like, okay, so what's the next thing? What you going to do next? Do you have friends like, oh my goodness, that is so wonderful. So wait a minute. Are you also going to, you see that, the energy there? They're challenging you. They want you to do better. They want you to bring forth more. And even if you're working in a 9-to-5 and you have friends that are supporting you and like, oh, you're such an excellent worker. Oh, your people just appreciate what you bring to the company. Or celebrate you for the accomplishments that you have done, that you've gotten the employee of the month yet again. And they celebrate your accomplishments. They tell you how dynamic you are, and they sharpen you by what they're doing as well. See, refining that vibration, refining that inner circle. This brings us to the point of the discussion where we now can tap into some particular ways we can start elevating the standards of those that we place in our circle. So if you know me by now, you know I'm going to tell you, pin mark this part right here if you don't have a notebook, and come back and listen to it, or share it with someone who really needs to hear the information, because that's what this is about. This is about sharing, encouraging, uplifting, and moving forward to help us all raise our vibration. So the first thing is this. We have to evaluate our current relationships. I tell clients all the time, it's important that you take inventory of those that are in your inner circle. It's much like when you are making sure that products that are on your shelf in your pantry are healthy and not out of date, that you won't poison you or your family, and they're no longer beneficial or anything, you remove them. Or you move the ones that are about to be outdated or go out of date forward so you can tap into those or see those first. So if you notice that ones are not really kind of moving in the direction or vibrating in the direction or the decimal that you want, you might move them forward so you can really see them. You can really hear them and then decide if this is someone that actually you need to be in that core element in your inner circle or just an associate. There's no harm and no foul in re-evaluating and evaluating or taking stock of who we're placing and taking our time with. Because everyone and everything is not going to benefit us. So the other thing is this. This means take a look at the people you engage with the most from their text messages, their calls, their emails, and ask yourself honestly, what kind of energy are they bringing? Do they only gossip or share negative information? What can you learn from them? And most importantly, how do they support you? How is it that they support you? Think about how you feel after spending time with each person. Do you feel exhausted? Do you feel like, oh, my Lord, I just ran a marathon? Or do you feel like, ah, I can't wait to see her again or him again? They're always so dynamic. I love their energy, what they bring forth. That was a great discussion. See? Evaluation. Looking at it. The second thing is this. Minimize the negatives. Many times we aren't fully aware of some of our friends that are just negative. They seem like they're just speaking of things that they go through, but you need to be mindful that if this person has nothing to be grateful for, they never can see, say, or bring up a positive anything, or they just don't seem to have much going on about nothing, you might want to scale back some. I always think about the old adage that one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. Notice that that adage didn't say that one bad apple or, you know, that makes the rest of the bunch not so bad. It didn't say that. One bad apple spoils the bunch. So negativity begets negativity begets negativity. And that snowball starts to get larger, larger, and larger till it's draining. Let go of negative relationships and people so that you have room to focus on the positive ones. Because sometimes we have these people in these places and we don't even see where we can have space for someone that can elevate our mindset, that can bring us into a different vibration, because this one is taking up all the room and even sucking the air out the room. Two powerful keys so far. And the third one is this, maximize positive. I have to say this is one of my favorites. This is big because by actively choosing to surround yourself with people who make you happy and who share your ambitions, it elevates the standard of what you expect of your life and business. See, the people who are positive and striving for more, the ones who set big goals and take responsibility for their actions, are people you want to have in your inner circle because it's going to cause you to show up and show out. You know that's my saying here. You know that's my mentality. So are you having friends that are going to help you to show up and show out? Boom, bigger, better, dynamic, impactful, empowering. Notice those words that I'm using. Notice how they vibrate at a different decimal. Now, you know, Whisperers, I don't want to tell you that you got to be cutting off all your friends, because I don't. You have to be willing to evaluate yourself, like I said before, because all of this starts with us. It starts with Y-O-U. And I always tell you that. We had the powerful acronym for SELF, because self-check is necessary. Self-reflection is necessary. Because for us to be able to really understand what it means to refine your inner circle, it requires all of those selves to happen. It's almost like your DNA that you're going to go and it's going to kind of put together to bring forth and to birth this dynamic inner circle that is vibrating at a higher decimal. You know, I have to tell you so many times that I think, like, as far as it goes, I'm like a person who walks with a lot of different things in my mind, different stories, different things that was shared with me in my life. My dad always told me that he always looked for giants in the room to sit with because it would elevate him to move beyond the thought processes that he had. And my dad was an incredible musician. Oh, my goodness. And even like if you talk to him, he was deep. He would talk to you and he'd tell you things that was like, wow. But he even knew that he had to be with others that were greater, that brought forth more dynamics so he could be even a better quality of a person. And that's powerful. And I always think like, how much I want to be that way. How much I want to be that person. And that's why when I come in here, I always look to make sure that I'm having discussions that elevate you all. I look for things or quotes that I feel that could really resonate or drive home the point of what I'm bringing forward. This is how powerful it is for me. My why is to make sure that we all are moving towards that growth mindset, making sure that we are elevating ourselves to be better, do better, show better, that we are always bringing the best parts of ourselves forward. But even if we stumble, we don't fall back, we fall forward. And we use those moments that we trip to just trip a little bit. We might fall, brush ourselves up, but step on that and use it as our stepping stone to our greatness, to our mindset, to the elevation, to the vibration of a higher decimal. Woo! You can't tell me that didn't make you feel it. You can't tell me you didn't feel that, because I sure did. You know what? I could literally go on with this discussion forever. I could just, oh, you don't even know. When I start talking about things like this, it just really excites me. It makes me excited. It brings forth such energy in me. And I just want our circle and our hub of Whisperers that we are showing up in such a way that you all are moving with such dynamics. So, you know, I love this. And I always challenge you all to challenge yourselves to tap in and do better, or challenge yourselves to look at yourselves in a deeper way. And that's what this discussion does. Iron sharpens iron. This has been such a dynamic discussion. You know, we all want to do better. So we got to be comfortable in discomfort at times too. That's the truth of the matter. So we're right here at this time, and I'm getting ready to wrap. And I told you all that I have some things I wanted to share with you before we wrap the show today, because many of you know, because if you are on our email list and our newsletter that you get, we're taking a little spring break. Oh, yay! Because I have been doing some real things. You just don't even know. I've been, you know, I run a full-service luxury company. It's La Paz Image Consultants, which is the parent company of Whispers in a Bottle. And so I have clients and I have meetings and different things like that. Plus, I hold a lot of spaces on Clubhouse. I have my own club, the Roundtable of Intention. If you're on Clubhouse, come over and make sure you follow the Roundtable of Intention. Then come over there and follow me and send me a message that you're a whisperer. So this way I can connect with you and I know who you are and where you came from. I love to connect with you all. I always tell you, come and connect with me. You can even find me on social media. So I'm on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. Go follow our Facebook page at Whisper in a Bottle. No S on that, okay? So it's just Whisper in a Bottle. And then on Twitter, it's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE, Whispers Bottle. But you got to put it in exactly like how I spelled it. And so just to give you guys a little broadcasting note, so we are on spring break starting Friday, April the 15th. So next week, Friday, April the 15th through Friday, April the 29th. And we will be reuniting right here on the Whisperers Lounge again, right here on May 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that if you're not on our email list, you go over right now. It's in the description box. Click it and join. So this way you are notified as soon as we're getting ready to come back. Also getting the cocktail mocktail of the episode, all the greatness that's in there as well. And so this way we can actually stay in touch with each other and everything. And if you have questions, comments, you got suggestions for the show, feel free to email us at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. Once again, that's info, I-N-F-O, at whispersinabottlepodcast.com. So this way, you know, we would love to hear from you. If you have a letter that you want to send in, hopefully that we'll even turn it into an episode, feel free to do that as well. And like I said, we will be back here on May the 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I thank you all for always coming in here, the transparency. I appreciate the caller that called in, told us about your book. Thank you so much. We had another caller that was there, but unfortunately we didn't hear you. But don't worry, we'll be back on the 6th, and hopefully you'll call in again and join our discussion. So listen, you are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. I wish you all a safe spring break from me and my team here at Whispers in a Bottle. We will see you in 3 weeks on May 6th, 2022 at 3 p.m. right back here in the Whisperers Lounge. And I cannot wait to reconnect. All right, guys, have a great weekend and be safe.